Did you ever call those cobwebs?
Oh, yes, of course, cobwebs.
That's the difference, mm-hmm. Is that right?
They're all the same because, of course, the others, the cobwebs, what we call cobwebs in the barn and woodhouse would be, like you said, all dusty.
And those, you see them very filmy in the morning on plants sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were just spider webs. Mm-hmm.
And the bugs that would fly around candles?
For goodness sake, they are.
Get in your clothes sometimes and eat wool.
Mm-hmm. Moths. Couldn't think of moths.
You ever hear them called candle flies?
Yes. Candle bugs are those little things that fly with the light in the tail end.
Oh,
didn't you ever see lightning bugs? We used to catch them. They would come out at dusk and dark, and there'd just be lightning everywhere, and we'd go out and catch lightning bugs and put them in a jar and see them light up.
Around so much anymore.
No, you don't see them.
Another thing that I think used to be common but apparently isn't around are those bugs with two sets of wings around water. They would dart every which way.
They call them medicine. Let's see. What they call them? Medicine something. And they say where there's a lot of them around, there's some snakes. We used to see so many of them at our pond. And when we'd see a bunch of them together, we'd get away from that place because they said it was snake medicine. That's what they'd call
snake
them.
Medicine.
Snake medicine.
I've heard snake feeders, snake doctors,
snake
medicine. Uh-huh. So it's sort of a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And different kinds of owls that you remember?
The screech owl and the owls that go a-hoo-hoo-a-hoo-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two around here. And screech owl will make your blood run cold when they wake you up at midnight.
They're smaller than the
Yes, they're a little bitty.
And the different kinds, or what one word would you have for all the different enemies of chickens? Somebody might say, I'm going to get a gun and shoot all those
varmints.
Varmints.
Mm-hmm.
And that would include that black and white animal with the strong odor and the scare.
Yeah, the skunk.
And the squirrels that you have, what kinds are they?
Well, we have too many of them. They have been getting my pecans. We have the next door neighbor that Mr. that has the funeral home built some squirrel houses and they have multiplied. I told him I was going to wring his neck because now I do have trouble getting enough pecans.
I see.
I have one big pecan back here and three in the back. And they have actually come up in the winter while I was washing dishes. they're really tame around here. But it's a gray squirrel. The gray squirrel is what we have.
Did you ever have a squirrel that ran on the ground? It looked like a squirrel, but...
That did what?
That would run on the ground. Not get into trees, but would run mostly on the ground.
No.